have the honor of introducing our next guest. Invited guests, comrades all. James E. Coates of Boonville, Indiana, was elected National Commander of the 2.4 million member American Legion 3 weeks ago in Indianapolis during the 94th National Convention of the nation's largest veterans organization. A Vietnam War veteran, he entered the United States Army in August 1969. In January 1970, as an infantryman, he reported to Vietnam and served an extended tour of duty with Company C, 169th Engineer Battalion. He was honorably discharged with the rank of Specialist 5th in March 1971 and quickly joined the American Legion. James Coates retired from the Amex Coal Company in 1995 after 21 years of service. He was appointed to the Warwick County Commissioners in January 1995 as service officer for the Warwick County Veterans Affairs Office. The governor of Indiana appointed him commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs in 2005, where he served as president of the commission in 2007. In January 2009, he was appointed to serve four more years. Commander Coates was held elected and appointed to offices in the American Legion at the post, county, district, department, and national levels. As Indiana's state American Legion commander, he achieved an all-time high membership during his tenure in 1990 to 1991. At the national level, he served as Foreign Relations Commission and chairman of both the Economics and Legislative Commissions. Additionally, he was a member of the Citizens Flag Alliance and also served on the Veterans Planning and Coordination Committee. He is awarded the State of Indiana Council and Sagamore of the Wabash in 1991 by former Governor Evan Bay, and recognized for outstanding community achievement of Vietnam veterans by President Jimmy Carter. He received the Elks Distinguished Citizenship Award from the Grand Lodge of Order of Elks and Boonville Elks Lodge 1180. James and his wife, Vicki, reside in Boonville, Indiana. Comrades, please join me in welcoming National Commander James Coates.
Thank you very much. I want to say how great it is to be here in Canada for the AnaVets 51st Dominion Convention. I want to say how great it's been to be here and the hospitality that you've given to me since I've been here. We arrived here Saturday evening. We got on the bus and went over to AnaVets Unit 283. And this lady came up to me and said, "You look like my fourth husband." And I asked her, I said, "Well, how many times you been married?" She said, "Three." So that's the way we got it started off, and it's been great. But it's great to be here and meet so many of you here in Canada. I first want to thank the Dominion President Neal for inviting me here. Distinguished guest, the dais, members of AnaVets, it's great to be here. I'd like to introduce a few people over at the table that are with us, and many of you know them. The AnaVicus President, Past National Commander Jake Comer, and Vice President AnaVicus. And Vice President AnaVicus, United States Unit, Dan Ludwig from Minnesota. And traveling with me is my aide, Steve Short, from Indiana. Steve? Just let me say, I want to bring greetings on the almost 2.25 million members of the American Legion, and also talk just a little bit about Anna Vickis, United States Unit, which many in you in this room are aware of. The United States has 1,200 members of Anna Vickis, and we're very proud of the things that we do and our leaders, you know, in the 59 years that Anna Vickis has been organized. We've only had 4 presidents of this organization. General Hershey served for 24 years as president. National Commander Jim O'Neill served for 3 years. Most of you remember Daniel F. Foley, who served for 21 years as president, and our president, past National Commander Jake Comer, has been president for 10 years. So let me say that, you know, it's been great, and I see some people in the audience that I've been around with for many years, and back in 1990, Bob Castles, your former Dominion president. I met him and Therese and Elise in Washington, D.C., with a great gentleman from Indiana that was, many of you probably remember, Colonel Frank Casa. Frank Casa was the icon of Anna Vickis, United States. And we had some great times together. In 1982-83, he told me, he said, "Jim, you're going to go to Anna Vickis breakfast with me in Washington, D.C. I said, "I am." He said, "Yeah." And I said, "I don't even know what it is." And he took me there, paid for our breakfasts every year until I became a member of Anna Vickis in 1990. He was a wonderful man. I know he was up here a lot in Canada, every one of your conventions when he was alive. And he brought another couple with him from my district in Indiana, Jim and Stella Valentine, and you all, a lot of you remember them. So they were great people, and they worked a lot for Anna Vickis and enjoyed being around you people. Let me say that in Anna Vickis, what we do is a lot is scholarships. We believe in educating our youth because they are our future leaders. But there's one scholarship we want to talk about, I just want to mention this morning, is a Daniel F. Foley Scholarship. That scholarship is awarded yearly to a descendant, direct descendant, of Anna Vickis member from Canada. Every year we give that scholarship in memory of him to one of your members here in Canada, and we appreciate doing that for you. As I said, we were chartered in 1953, so you can remember the first one in St. Louis was General Hershey. And again, I want to mention Colonel Frank Casa. He was General Hershey's driver in World War I. So that tells you the friendship that they had in all those years. I want to say how great it was at Unit 283 Saturday night with the young cadets, the naval cadets, in the pipe band. They were outstanding, and we had a great time. And then, of course, just a little bit later came the Crusaders on the pipe band, which I love pipe music, but that they did an outstanding job. And I want to say how great it was to be at Unit 283 for the fun that we had. I want to extend my greetings to President-elect George. I want to welcome him, if he's elected here this week, to come to Washington, D.C. with us and attend our Anna Vickis breakfast in Washington, D.C. Next month. Then also come down to Houston, Texas at our national convention in August. So with that, I want to say how great it is to be here. We've had a great time. I was told to get you back on track, so I'm going to get you back on track so you can get ready to go to lunch. But it's great to be here, and I really appreciate this. You know, only every other year that a national commander gets to come up here, and just luckily it was my year, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Thank you all so very much. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, Commander. It's always great to see the National Commander at our convention.